At the Vatican today, workers hoisted a chimney onto the roof of the Sistine Chapel, and starting next week, it will be the most watched chimney in the world. The cardinals of the Catholic Church enter their conclave on Monday to elect the next pope. White smoke from the pipe will signal they've made their selection. The deliberations are secret, the cardinals have stopped talking to the media, and today the staff that will assist them took an oath of secrecy. But none of that has stopped the bookies in England and Ireland from putting odds on who the next leader of the church might be. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is on the line with us now from Rome. Sylvia, according to those bookies, who are the favorites?
Well, they're saying German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger is the front runner, and this coincides with reports that are circulating here. Some analysts describe Ratzinger as the leader of the neoconservative faction that's worried about growing secularism in Western societies. Another bookmaker favorite is Italian Cardinal Carlo Maria Martini, who represents the most progressive wing of the church. Martini does not consider himself a papabile. That's the expression that's used here in Italy for a papal contender. He's being promoted by the anti-Ratzinger camp, but he could be a kingmaker. He's repeatedly called for a Vatican III, a council that would promote democratization within the church and tackle the unresolved problems left by the last pope, such as the shortage of priests and the role of women and lay people in the Catholic Church.
Well, stepping away from the odds makers now, if we could, the growth in the membership in the Catholic Church is centered in the developing world. Is that someplace the church may look?
Oh, it certainly is. 100 years ago, two-thirds of all Catholics lived in Europe. Today, they are 25%. And two-thirds of today's Catholics are in the developing world. But conservative European cardinals are worried about an Asian or an African pope because of strong local pressure to incorporate non-Western customs and rituals into the liturgy. And in Africa, the Catholic Church has not been very successful in demanding strict observance of its sexual morality, even by some local priests. There is one prominent African name among the papabili, and that's Nigerian Francis Arinze, who's held important positions in the Roman Curia and has experience in the dialogue with Islam. He's considered a traditionalist on doctrine.
A pope from Latin America is certainly a possibility. There are a few who are quite telegenic.
And yes, and in fact, they have several papabili. They can't be easily categorized as conservatives or moderates. They're nearly all progressive on poverty, anti-globalism, and social justice issues, but they're equally conservative on theology and doctrine. And one of their primary concerns is the spread of evangelical groups in Latin America, which are luring away about 1% of Catholics every year. The leading Latin American papabili are Cardinal Claudio Humes of Brazil, Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maradiaga of Honduras, and Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina, and Norberto Rivera Carrera of Mexico. And the Latin Americans, contrary to the Europeans and Italians, are the most united bloc. They very much want one of their own to become pope, but they don't have the numbers to elect a pope, and yet they could drag the conclave on by holding their own against a bigger but more divided European bloc.
Sylvia, there in Rome, is there a lot of prognosticating about the papabili?
Oh, absolutely. It's an up and down every day. The newspapers are full of unsourced reports. It's the most important event. You can go to a restaurant and you talk to waiters. Everybody's talking about who the next pope might be.
Now, I don't know if you're a betting woman or not, but do you have a favorite?
Well, I have to say that in 1591, Pope Gregory XIV prohibited betting on papal elections and made it punishable by excommunication. But having said that, there's one cardinal I'm closely watching, José da Cruz Policarpo, the Patriarch of Lisbon. Portugal and its Catholic Church have always had close relations with both Africa and Latin America, so he could be a bridge builder between Europe and the developing world. He's concerned about secularization, the drop in religious observance among European Catholics, and he's involved in the dialogue with Judaism and other religions. But remember, there's an old Roman expression, he who enters the conclave as a papabile leaves it as a cardinal.
Ah, very good. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli in Rome.